Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Hi, listeners around the world. Good morning to our Easy Way family. You know who you are. And good morning to our superstar host of the show, Eric Zuli. Eric, are you ready to rock and roll on this?
I am ready to rock and roll. Good morning, everybody, Easy Way family, everybody tuned in to RBL Live.
Absolutely. RBL Live, Radio Boomers Live. And, you know, I used to say it was like Eric's show. It's only in slow motion, but now that Eric's hosting with me, it's a little faster pace, you know. That's fine. It's a lot of news today. There's just a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff with the politics and, you know, not only the politics, the weather. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff. And we try to bring you the news, and we try to connect you with the guest on Carmelita's Corner, the guest we have. a lot of interesting and, you know, a lot of memorable stuff because it's also an archive, so you can go back. I'd like to someday have a get-together with previous guests.
We've been talking about that so much, Dad, the Easy Way Family Day, the Easy Way Day, right? And we want to say thank you to the Hills Hotel for supporting and sponsoring us to do all these amazing events. As well as all of our sponsors, all of our amazing sponsors you can find at easywaywalloffame.com. You can find all the different profiles and the sponsors that we work with. But Dad, today's show is going to really be an amazing show. We have a special guest, an influencer, who actually recently became nominated as the Miss USA Europe Global with Virgilia Productions. And she's a host of the Bev Moore Show. She is just a good-hearted, superstar waiting to happen. A Southern Belle superstar, we call her. We'll be having her come on. We also have Bob Graham, who is the book guy. He's the guy that can get your book written and taken care of, and all the headaches of doing a book. He takes care of for you. And so we got two amazing guests coming up here on Radio Boomers Live. And we want to encourage you guys to subscribe to the little button that says subscribe, www.rbllive.com. Make sure you subscribe so you can get updated on the awesome show that we have in store for you every Monday.
Yeah, and you know, Bev she's an interesting lady. She's multi-talented and just has a good spirit, a good heart. That's always nice. And you know, like we're saying, Eric, how many shows have we done? And you can imagine having a get-together with the prior guests and Easy Way family. I think we should book a little trip out to Catalina Island. I think that'd be fun. I don't know.
Me too. That'd be a lot of fun.
I don't know if the boat would be big enough. I mean, you have how many shows with Radio Boomers Live every week? So you got 52. Wow. That would be we would have to book a couple boats on there. So we have some news coming up, Eric. Let's get into the commercial, the hot topics, and get Bev on, and let's rock and roll here. Oh, yeah. I'm seeing. Oh,
hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY. Or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on EASYWAY Magazine, EASYWAY Radio, EASYWAY TV. And join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
Absolutely. Be there.
Be ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topics.
Hot topics. And there's always so much news. I trade it. You know, it's not a big, long news situation, but I give you a few things going on. Trump was at his golf course in Rancho Palos Verdes, been there, and he's going to try to get down there, but couldn't make it. But there was an attempt, another assassination attempt, and it didn't go through. They had the actual shooter took off in a car, and he was captured. And they said that they're going to work on they have to discuss more as far as security goes. But they said it was successful. They did catch the person. And talking about we're switching the topic here a little bit. We're talking like biblical floods here. And I'm just going to hit you with one area. Central Europe. And like I said, this is crazy floods. And tens of thousands of people stranded. And look at Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Austria, Germany. The floods that were coming through were just taking out the bridges, going down through the towns, up to rooftops. And where's all this water come from? Well, it's evaporation and everything. But anyway, they'll be working with that for a while. And we have the big fires down San Bernardino. Well, it was a big one. The one in Tribuco Canyon's gone, but they got 42% containment with the San Bernardino LA fires. And Putin tried to draft 50,000 women for his military, and they said no. So China, this one, there was a pastor, David Lynn, that was 68 years old. It was held for 20 years, and they finally released David. So we have the House is really working to avoid this shutdown, which is October 1st. We've all probably, many of us have been there before. They've run out of money, and they got to find a way of getting this thing taken care of. And it's usually a last-minute situation. Tito Jackson, you remember Tito from the Jackson 5, passed away at 7 years old. Tito had three sons. And we have a lot of anticipation for the running the presidential situation coming up, the elections. And I have a lot more, but we're running out of time. So we're gonna move on.
We actually have our guest backstage in the green room, so we wanna bring her on. And it's great information, though, guys. And I don't know if you guys have checked out that viral Donald Trump is talking about eating the dogs and eating the cats, and people have put music to it. They're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. Don't do that. You guys should check it out.
They actually had a recording. They had people saying that, hey, what happened to little Fido in some towns? And I don't know.
It's a crazy world that we're in. But let's go ahead and introduce you guys to our special guest. She's an influencer herself. She is from Stanford as far as education. She has an MBA from Stanford. She's currently leading as a CEO at the Bevmore Talent Agency, and she's a host of the Bevmore Show, which is a radio show, and Easy Way Network is going to take it to television here soon. She's an executive producer of the Bevmore Productions, and recently she just became nominated with the Miss USA Europe Global with Virgilia Productions. She's got so much happening, covers of magazines, people coming there from all over, from every direction. And she's now a proud influencer on the Easy Way Wall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Without further ado, let's bring to the stage the influencer, the host, the model, the up-and-coming actress. We call her the Southern Belle Superstar,
And a lady
Bev
with
Moore.
A big
Bev
heart.
Moore, welcome to the show.
Bev, are you? Oh,
Hello. Can everybody hear me? Hey.
Wow, this is exciting. So welcome to LA. I know you just arrived, and it's so exciting. And isn't it a peaceful time in your life when you make a little trip or you do a little move? It's so relaxing.
I just couldn't wait to get here. I mean, I have so many friends in LA. You know,
you
I feel like I live here already. You know. I got out of the car yesterday, and everybody was like, Bev.
Bev's here.
So, yes, I feel so at home here. I love it.
Well, you're
so,
you're,
Bev, what's your story as far as how you've come to get so many followers and so many supporters, and you really have a cult community, kind of like they are very supportive and very very protective of
yes,
of you.
They are.
What's your story in building
yes.
building
well,
that community?
They're protective, and I wouldn't use the word cult. It's just she is a family of good people.
That just means that they're all part of one thing, and they're part of the Bev Moore show. They're part of the Bev Moore movement. So Bev, what's your story? What is it
before?
Well,
you know,
actually, it became the Bev Moore Network. It's the Bev Moore Network is what we call it. And it started, you know, years ago, and I became like an influencer during 2020 mainly when entertainment was really suffering. And I became a connector, and I was friends with so many people in entertainment. And, you know, people were really down on their luck. And they needed help, and I knew I'm just somebody that, you know, everybody they tend to come to and go to when they need help, and they're down on their luck, and they'll come to me and say, hey, can you help me find this person or that person, or can you help me with whatever is going on? And I just became a person that people depended on.
People
and
like,
one thing,
they gravitate
yeah, they, one
towards,
thing led to another.
Towards,
yeah, they gravitate yeah. towards me, and it just really just happened that way. And before you knew it, I knew so many different people within the industry. You know, directors, producers, casting directors, modeling, fashion, just you know, all you know, actors and so on. And so I became what you call a connector in the network, and. And one thing led to another, and everybody just started promoting through my all of their work, and you know, it just one thing led to another, and before you know it, I became viral.
Yeah, and that changes things.
I've seen that,
yes.
and you know, meeting you, we've known each other a long time on Facebook and social media. We never actually met in person yet. But we've
right.
been supportive of one another's posts for quite some time. Seeing you on the Luxury
yes.
Gala is like the main prominent person. Seeing you with the Bev Moore show. You know, you have a goal. You have a dream.
Yes.
And for all the
yes.
all the listeners that are listening right now, feel free to post your comments and chat interactively. We do have our interactive chat if you want to go along with me on this. But what are the things that you're doing, and what would you suggest to your listeners, the cult following, I'm saying? And by the way, I'm giving a new positive spin to the word cult, because I have a cult following. Come on. We got to use
Please
your family,
do.
Right?
Please do, because I'm not dangerous, I promise.
I don't mean that in a negative fashion at all. It just means that they're very focused and dedicated to one particular thing. And
yes.
you have so many dreams and aspirations. I mean, you literally up and left your North Carolina or South Carolina, or, you know, the area that you were in, and you flew all the way to LA on a dream and a prayer type of thing, you know, because
yes.
you're doing this Miss USA Europe global thing now. You have all these different things happening, but you just did it. You know, you jumped in the water. You didn't care how the water felt. And so I want
to
just kind of
yeah,
hear that story of inspiration.
Yeah.
Well, let me
well,
ask her one question
faith.
First.
Yeah.
What
sure.
is it that you know, like you took a certain path, and you have this
yes.
this resilience factor about you, and
mm-hmm.
this warmth, and people gravitate towards the peace, you know? So what is it that you think, where did you get this resilience and this you know, where you're at now, you know, brought you, you could have been an engineer, a doctor, or whatever. What was it that brought you?
I know. I mean, I have medical background. I have, you know, a lot of background. But what it is that I have a way with people. People are drawn to me. I think it's because I'm myself. I'm very, you know, it's just me. I don't put on airs. And when people just feel comfortable, they tell their story. And when I do interviews, when iHeart approached me about, you know, being a host, you know, basically I was like, a host? I've never done that before. I just went on the show and I just started and I just see myself. Nothing is planned out. I just get on there and I talk. I do a lot of research about the people before I interview. And I also try to get to know them before the interview so that when we get on the show, we know each other in advance so they feel comfortable. And my shows are just very laid back and relaxed. And people just like to be on my show because they don't feel like a stiff interview. And I think that's what made it so popular. And so many people were following my show, and then it just led from there. They just love to be on my show and just get to know me. And we become friends after. Yeah, and they actually, everyone that has been on my show, we've gained relationships since then, and I actually promote them, and they become part of my network. And and my network grows from there. And people from the network. Yes.
No one
That's
can
exactly
be better
right.
Than you.
Yes.
Right, you know?
Yes. I don't put on any airs. It's me. It's just me.
Exactly.
You know, they get to know the real me. There's no facade. There's no, you know, I don't. They get to know who Bev really is, the true Bev.
And Bev with morals and ethics and the real deal. That's,
The real deal.
That's
exactly right. Yes. Yes.
You notice this duel, Eric, and I have once in a while. You know, wait a minute. I want to ask Bev this.
To my question, I want to make sure that we focus on the dreams, goals, and aspirations. And you literally up and just did it. You hopped onto a plane. You said, I don't really know what
well,
– I mean, I don't think you had a whole lot of things planned. And you're now out here
in
L.A. You're ready to go.
Well, actually, to be honest with you, I had a lot of opportunities hit me at one time. And here, and they all happened to be here in LA. And it was really, you know, I had a modeling agency that wants to put me on a billboard in Beverly Hills. They approached me, and they were just adamant. They would not give up. And, you know, I have a shoot next week, and it's here in LA. And then I have that. And then, of course, I was, you know, approached about Miss USA. That came up. And Regalia Productions. Thank you. Thank you. And that was that was a very big honor. And I need to be here to prepare. I need to be here to get ready for the global pageant, which is on November 16th. And so that came up. And then also my show, The Bev Moore Show, is going to be live now on TV. And so that's big. That starts next month. And so I need to be here. I need to be in L.A. There's,
you know,
too many things happening.
Yeah, they talk about working from here, working from there. You really do often have to be in the location where you're at. And it's, you know, sometimes you could do it on, you know, via internet and so on. But in your case, there's so much going on that you really had to be there. And now you are.
Exactly.
You're there. You're in L.A. Yeah.
I'm here. Yeah. And I'm also in the Fashion Week, L.A. Fashion Week next month. Yeah, in October. So, you know, there's another thing I have to be in. So there's just too many things happening. I'm going back into acting. I'm going to get an acting coach that's going to get me up to speed. I want to get into films. You know, I'm going to get back into control of my modeling career now that everybody's approaching me about modeling. So why not? right?
Needless to say, you have a full plate. So, Beth,
one question. Right, I have
a full plate. One question. What do you do in your spare time?
I don't have spare time. My spare time is work.
Oh, what is that?
That's what I love.
Yeah.
But I love
it. You mentioned
TV. I do what I love.
You mentioned TV. It's Easy Way TV that you're going to be on with Roku.
Yes.
Roku, you know, over 290 million something users with Roku, 180 or so million with Amazon, and 100 million with Apple TV. And really, your show, you've interviewed so many people, and you've done your thing with all the different streaming platforms, iHeartRadio being one of them. And now you're transitioning into visual side of the actual studio. There's an actual studio in Los Angeles we work with that we're putting you in place to be the TV host that you've always been meant to be. The event that you're talking about with the Glamour and Style is the Glamour and Style event for LA Fashion Week, which we got you featured on that stage, involved with that event. And all the designers that you have. I mean, this is a true, legitimate LA Fashion Week event supported by, like, Blac Chyna and really high-profile people. And then you have the Virgilia Productions and the Miss USA Europe Global situation, this billboard situation, magazines, and all these different things coming up. What would you suggest to the audience listening? How the best way to juggle and maintain a busy entrepreneur influencer's life? How do you balance the two?
Well, with me, I always stay true to what I promise.
I like
and,
that.
That I really do. I just always stay true to it. And so, and I always learn how to balance. So what I do is I never promise what I can't deliver. But what I do is I have a strict guideline of what I'm going to do each day, and I always stick by that guideline. I never ever start something I cannot finish, and that's my number one rule. So
that's the
resilience
factor that you have.
Yes,
yes, it is.
Yes, and I've always done that all my life throughout my entrepreneurship since I graduated. It's always what I've done, and that's what made me successful in everything I've ever started. And
a good point, Bev. There's a lot of people out in the industry nowadays that are promising things and not being able to deliver on them. There's a lot of people that are portraying like they are something that they're not, you know, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in Hollywood. So that's good. I mean, I think that your credibility behind your brand, your credibility behind your business is truly everything. And also, you don't want to just listen to he said, she said, or just people talking. I think you really need to do your research on who people are, how legitimate they are, what their credits are behind them, you know?
Yes, and I do that research.
That a lot,
I like to get to know people, yes.
You get to know them, yeah. You know what to ask. But I've heard that a lot, you know, with events and that. They said Eric delivers, and they would like to show up because so often we go like, oh, where's this person? Where's that? Where's that camera? We heard they were going to be there, that's the way we like to follow through, definitely following through. Your head's spinning right now. I mean, there's a lot on your plate, and again, congratulations on your the pageant and everything. This is really exciting for you.
Well, thank you. I mean,
Different pace. Yeah, different pace from where you came from, or is there a lot going on from, you know, where you were from?
Well, you know, I've always been a leader. I mean, in everything I've ever done since I was young, so that's not new.
In LA,
to be honest with you, entertainment, when I started entertainment world grabbed me up and snatched me. They basically just took me in. And it was like I've always meant to be here. It's like they took me in as family. So I think my personality just fit in the entertainment world. And I think that's why I got along so well with people. in this industry, and I think that's why I did well as a host. And people in entertainment felt comfortable with me. I mean, they get on my show and they start talking, and before we know it, our show is over, and our show is gone. And
that's
they're like, "Oh, it's over." You know,
Bev, I'm sure your listening audience would love to hear some help, some tips of advice on the journey of becoming a successful actress or model or entrepreneur. Give us an idea of things that you've learned along the way that has helped you be successful in those genres.
Resilience.
Resilience. Yeah. Always do your research. Always know everything about the platform that you are wanting to excel in. I never go into anything blindfolded. That's number one. I just do a lot of research, and especially my interviews. The people that I interview, I make sure I know a lot about them before I do an interview, so that I've interviewed doctors, I've interviewed a lot of intelligent people, and I make sure I know enough about the subject before I do the interview so that I can do it intelligently and earn their respect. And it means a lot, you know, to do that. I think that they get along well with me during the platform. So, and as far as modeling and all of that, I mean, I just do my research. I make sure that I check out the people that I work with. I make sure they have a good rapport, a good reputation. If my name is going to be tied to anybody in this industry, I have to make sure that that they have a good name in the industry as well.
Well, I've always said, I raised my son that you have to have hard work, determination, drive, and resilience. But without faith, morals, and ethics, it's a waste of time. And, you know, another thing is you're doing what you like. That's a good thing, because you're involved in an industry that you enjoy. You wake up in the morning and you're doing something you like. I think that's a real important aspect of it. And you have purpose. And, you know, purpose is one of the things that is one of the strongest things for longevity. I don't know if you knew that or not. They even
now,
rated
Bev, coming to the conclusion of the interview. We have a little bit more time now. Two things I want to make sure we cover. And yes, Dad, you're correct. So you have an event that you're planning with a committee coming up around the Oscars area.
Yes.
I just wanted to just kind of, you know, throw that out there. And do you want to talk a little bit about that, or we can keep that, you know, private? People can keep following
well,
you.
Well, Eric, you're going to be, I've got you involved. You're going to be my management team. You know, I am going to host an event. We are actually, and it's going to be, March 2nd. And, so if you want to tell a little bit more about it, you're welcome to. And I think that the viewers and the listeners need to know what it's going to be and what we're going to do and how it's going to be set up. And it's really something that I needed to do a long time ago, because a lot of people, you know, need this event. I think they need this to happen in this area. They new and fresh, right?
Right. And, no, it's going to be really exciting, and we definitely suggest that you guys go to RBL, www.rbllive.com, and you can subscribe. You'll see updates on the show. And then also, too, Bev, you've had an Easy Way experience. You've become a member. You've joined the network. You've joined the movement. You've been a part of the VIP pitch parties. You're now getting distributed by the network. Just talk a little bit about your Easy Way experience, and would you suggest it to the listener listening to the show right now? Would you suggest them to join the network, and do you think that it would be a beneficial move for an entrepreneur or entertainer or coach, speaker, author, whoever?
Oh, my gosh. Easy Way is the only way. That's my motto.
I like that.
Okay, so anyone listening, that is my motto. When I started with Easy Way, it changed everything for me. And I've been in the industry for a while. I've done just about everything in it. And when I started Easy Way, Eric Zuley changed everything for me. He gave me access to the resources I needed to help me go to the next level. And so I'm telling you right now that if you want to make a change, if you want to go to the next level, if you want the resources that you need to join Easy Way Network.
Thank you very much for that kind words. We feel that you are a guiding light. You know, you really do deserve to be in that influencer position. And we just are looking forward, Bev, to this new TV show, the Bev Moore Show. You guys, if you follow Bev Moore or Easy Way Family on any social media, you'll see teasers of the new and improved Bev Moore Show coming out. And we're just so proud of you and so happy for you with all these different moves that
Absolutely.
You're making. And especially, I mean, I've known Virgilia and Virgilia Productions for a very, very long time. And she is the real, real deal.
Oh.
Been in the business for over 30 years. And you being Miss USA, representing USA, Europe Global for Virgilia Productions is major. And just congratulations on that and everything else that you're
Absolutely,
doing.
And I want to say one thing about Virgilia. She is absolutely amazing. I really admire her, look up to her, and you know, just to be a part of her program is an honor.
Oh, 100%. And
yeah.
You know, we're very real. I mean, me as a host, I'm a very real person, and I have to put this out there. I don't know why. It's just like God is just like tapping me on the shoulder and saying, "Hey," because I want to inspire a lot of the listeners out there. While we've been working together, Bev, there's been some naysayers. There's been some people that have come around, and you had it in your gut to just stick with the path that the two. You know, we're both kind of like earth angels. We talked about this on
yes.
a spiritual level, but you've had some naysayers and some people come along and they've said some things. But what was it that made you really want to stick with this path with Eric Zuli and Easy Way Network and going down a new direction that was brought in front of you?
Well, actually, I hate to talk spiritual all the time, but you know, it's something that we just know in our heart when we meet people that it's right. We know people that are sincere, that are real, and that we can trust. And
exactly.
Eric, you're someone that I knew when I met you, I could trust you. And when people, you know, were negative, they were like, you know, you don't need to be involved with him, and they were making negative comments. I knew that they must have had a negative experience somewhere down the road, and it must have been something personal. And I took up for Easy Way and stood my ground. And people ended up coming back around to me and apologizing later
happen. Exactly.
Yes.
We've had that happen where they received, like, blessings from Easy Way, and everything was fine, but it seemed like when we would excel, there would be some kind of sometimes there might be a little envy or whatever, but you know, it's endless. We have these endless recordings of how their lives have changed and so many beneficial things that happen, that it's a good feeling when you can see your changing lives and so on. Yeah.
The only negative experience that I can see that anybody's ever gone through with Easy Way is not being included, not getting the access anymore.
Well, we have to
because
say
you got to understand, this is a private network. This is a private exclusive network for a reason. We're building quality over quantity. And sometimes people don't like it when they don't get access to certain things. And we love everybody. We support everybody. Let me finish without being interrupted. I love you. Hold on one second. Thank you. We support everybody wholeheartedly. We're family oriented. We're spiritually oriented. And we support everybody on social media. We even do a lot of things and open up free opportunities to come into the groups and promote people and support. But on the business level, we do run a business that gives you very high-level, VIP-level access to high-profile people that promotes you and gets you ranked on Google. And there's business. There's business, and then there's personal. And so we don't always give everybody the access unless you're paying to play. Okay. And you're paying to get access. And that is the membership business that we have. And it does work. And we have hundreds of testimonials that will say that. So just addressing the naysaying and stuff, it's really, they don't have the access anymore. And they see all the incredible successful things that are happening, and they want to be a part
mm-hmm.
of it. And they see what happens with our clients. Like, watch and see what happens with, and I'm going to say this on air right now, watch and see what happens with Bev Moore. From the day that she met Easy Way, from all the amazing things she's doing on her own, but watch and see what happens with Bev Moore. Watch her for this next year and see the growth and the positive change and the impact, the influence that she has that we're going to empower her with. Bev, you've been such a fantastic guest.
But Eric,
anything
thank you so much.
We have an ethics code that we want people to stick to, and if they kind of drift away from that, we kind of walk away. We really can't deal with that, and sometimes they will say that nicely. So that's the way it is. One of these days,
Dad, we got to do a special podcast dedicated to the naysayers, dedicated to the stories,
to the things we've gone through.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that would be the most interesting, fun podcast. We'll call it On Blast. We'll start putting a whole bunch of people on blast. No, I'm kidding. But
we just have to stick to a code. We have a code, you know, and the Easy Way family, they're just good people. And, you know, you just don't want the weeds. I don't know what to say.
We love everybody, especially if you press the subscribe button. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Bev.
Thank you,
Bev, last closing words as our featured guest for today.
Well, I just I want to thank you for allowing me to be your guest. This was great. I appreciate the exposure. And I want to thank you most of all for doing what you've done for me and helping me get to this next platform or chapter. And everyone out there, I want to thank my followers, everyone who stuck by me. I would not be here today if it wasn't for my followers. And I want to thank you.
Well said. You're nothing nowadays without your community. Guys, Bev Moore, make sure you look her up on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Look up Bev, B-E-V. You'll see her new TV intro. You can become a follower of Bev and get on the Easy Way Network. You can see her podcast, her social media, more about her. And you can connect directly to her at the Easy Way Wall of Fame. .com. You just search Bev. Bev, thank you for being such an
thank
amazing
Thank you, Bev,
guest
so much
today.
For coming on.
Thank
well,
you.
This is not your
Thanks,
first
guys.
Time in L.A. You've been to L.A. before, right?
Yes, I've been to L.A. plenty of times, and I'm very glad to be here. Very glad.
So we're just going to say Bev is back. And we're ready to rock and roll.
Back.
Thank you, Bev.
Let me close it with this, guys. Remember, you can always be more that you can be.
Be more than you.
Hey, guys. All right, so make sure you join us twice a month every other Thursday for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit EasyWayWallOfFame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests, like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there.
All right, guys. So I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. Make sure you press the subscribe button, www.rbllive.com. We got another special guest coming up.
Or what?
And this guest is a specialist with books. And he has a fun podcast. I just got off his podcast actually this morning. And, you know, I said, hey, man, you know, this was a lot of fun. You know, you supported me. Let me support you. Let me bring you on our RBL Live podcast with over 700,000 listens. And so without further ado, guys, we have the CEO of Spearpoint, a marketing and business coaching company helping businesses, authors, and organizations to create and deliver messages that resolve with their clients' wants, needs, and desires. Bob, who's coming on the show, has had over 10 years of experience in marketing, communications, and journalism, and holds a master's degree in communications from the American University. So Bob helps you to tell your story through books and get your business out there through books and create books, generate leads and referrals, and makes you a thought leader in your industry. So without further ado, let's figure out how we can get you guys a book with Bob. There we go. I just came up with your brand, Bob. You know, get your book with Bob. Welcome to the show.
I like
welcome
that.
To
I'm writing
Boomer.
That down.
Book with Bob. We got it. All right.
Hey, it's great to be here, really.
Welcome, Bob.
The opportunity. I also appreciate that you enjoyed my program enough that you wanted me on your program.
Of course. And I know you have a busy schedule, but, you know, it's always nice to take a break once in a while. And here we are. And like I said, Radio Boomers Live, you know, it was hosted by Betty White's co-star, Aretha Gray, and myself. A little bit slower pace, but now we have Eric with us, so it's picked up the pace a bit, and we're having fun, you know. So it's people from all ages, not just us old-timers. We have people that, young people like you. This is,
I don't know how young I am, but I'll take it.
So you're the books, and books are different today. Now you have digital books. How did you like the transition?
Well, you know, the transition for me really started back in the mid-90s. I trained as a journalist and was a journalist for about 10 years. And in the mid-90s, newspapers started to get replaced. And you know where newspapers are today. So I pivoted into some marketing and then into public relations, did some tech editing, wrote a couple of books myself, and in writing my books myself and self-publishing them, it was a real headache. The process was just daunting. So I realized there was an opportunity to put all my skills together to really help people write books that generate leads, give them thought leadership, as Eric said. And also, Eric, you didn't mention this. You did a great explanation. But one of the other things I'm seeing is the authors of the books that I work with are actually able to pull content from that book and place it on social media, use it as blog posts, use it as the start for interviews. So it really is all-encompassing.
It's all about repurposing content. I love that. You know, you can do an interview with a podcast or any type of content capturing, even doing blogs, but during that interview, there's pieces of that interview that are really inspiring, you know, tidbits of golden nuggets that you can grab and then, you know, save them aside for later. And believe it or not, you can actually take little pieces of a podcast and you can charge just to listen to those little pieces because they were so good. And so that's what you're talking about, repurposing content. But you're talking about actually putting it into a book or – there's so many different ways. Let's get into repurposing content because I think that's one of the best ways to monetize personally.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think the key is you've got to start with something. And so I find a lot of the business owners I work with either helping them to write a book or ghostwriting the book for them, which I'm doing more and more for busy people. Their biggest challenge is figuring out who their ideal client or customer really is. So that's the center of all marketing, right? You know that. And so that's the discussions we have to figure out who that person is. And if you're saying your ideal client is anyone with a credit card, I'm going to tell you, you need to dig a lot deeper. And if you say, okay, only guys with credit cards, I would argue you need to dig a lot deeper. And when we dig a lot deeper, what's fascinating to me is when we start to really put the meat on the bones and really understand who that client is, the person gets totally motivated to write. And up to that point, they're like, I don't know if I can write a book. And then suddenly we've told some stories that are specific to those types of people. They've worked with those types of people, whatever that is. And next thing you know, they're like, I think I could actually write a book. And I have a 5-step process that really makes it easy. It's the acronym's POWER. It stands for positioning, which this is for all marketing. You have to know where you're positioning, who you're trying to reach, what you're trying to reach. So for me today on this interview, I'm trying to reach owners of businesses that are trying to be thought leaders. I know that going into it, so the things I say would appeal to that audience. The O is for outlining. I will tell you, I've learned over the years, 40 years, not just 10 years, that the best writers are the ones that pre-write. Less writing, more plan. You should never be looking at a blank page, ever. And then W's for writing, O's for outlining, and then the R is for releasing it into the world.
I love that. So Bob, I'm going to give you your official branding stamp, Bob the Book Guy. That's me personally.
Okay.
Originally, I just give you Bob the Book Guy, and that's what we've actually put your title as on the show. So you can help people with books of all sorts. And so those that are listening, if you're thinking of doing a book, if you have a story, if you want to do maybe a collaboration book, some value for your clients, turn your podcast into a book. Potentially, there's a lot of different directions to go, and people do buy books. People do learn from books. And me, I would bring in the QR code technology. In fact, we have the amazing Jim Bannon with the call to action technology, similar to a QR code that you can combine into putting into a book. But Bob, what do you think of the technology nowadays and AI? I know a lot of book writers are using AI to write books. What's your opinion on using AI or doing it from scratch?
The game changer,
you've set
yeah.
me up. I don't think we have enough time for me to share all my opinions, but I'll try to be brief. I think AI is incredibly valuable in ideation, figuring out ideas. So, for instance, when I work with authors, they'll come up with some topics for their book chapter topics. I will check AI, and AI invariably, if I ask for 50 things, it'll give me at least 10 that I hadn't considered, or it'll give me different wording for some of them, or it'll combine them or separate them. So that's really valuable. But in terms of writing AI, it's really, AI just doesn't write like human beings. It has a very general voice. If you read 10 sentences, you will start to notice that they don't really feel like they're flowing completely.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
if you read about 100 sentences, you will see repetition. And I think the worst thing, and this is for any writing, is to actually use AI and not in any way, shape, or form change that content. You're setting yourself up for fire or trouble.
Yeah.
That's
okay, so it's the repetition people could tell. Okay.
Yeah,
the less personal voice. You know, think about how this program is because you guys are involved with it. If a robot were involved, it would be asking me very general questions. It wouldn't be flowing against what I say. It wouldn't be leading down a pathway of you have a thought process. And that's what I see in books and articles and blog posts that are done just by AI. It lacks that individualized voice. And I would argue everyone has a story that could be a book. It's just a matter of accessing that. And AI kind of stands in the way. It puts up a wall.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right, because AI isn't really truly AI yet. If you guys didn't know this, AI is programmed AI right now. It's not true artificial intelligence, but because it's programmed, it's a matter of the prompts that you feed it, the knowledge that you feed it, the information that you feed it. It has the ability based upon the content that you're I say the word feed, but you're inputting into it. It can get more and more lifelike depending on the prompts that you're giving it. It's really all in the prompts because most people use AI, which is ChatGPT, or there's a lot of other different ones now.
Claude.
But it's the prompts. It's how you feed it, and people don't understand that. Sometimes they'll write me a book that sounds like it's really cool in technology and or whatever. It's you got to know how to actually talk to AI. Now, one thing that you guys might not know of is AI isn't going to be picked up in the algorithms really anymore. It's the rankings and stuff. The a lot of the internet online platforms are frowning upon AI blog articles and things like that. I don't know necessarily about a book. A book, you could probably still do a lot. I would say you kind of do a little bit of the best, best of both worlds, wouldn't you say?
Eric, what I would tell you is if you write a book and use AI and you try to get it onto the Amazon website, which is where most people are trying to put their book, it will ask you if any of the content was involved with AI. And more and more, it's flagging things. Even if you say, no, it wasn't, and it was, there are checkers that you can use that will identify it very quickly.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah, interesting.
That's great. That's great advice. So we have a couple of people that are in the interactive chat asking some questions. We want to say thank you to Jim Bannon and Jack Bosmo and Wendy Weber and a couple guests. We don't know what the names are, guys. If you are a guest of RBL and you're chatting right now, please put in the chat your name so we can address you properly. But one question that they're asking is, what is prompts? That's actually a great question. When you go to chatgpt.com or any type of platform where you're feeding information, it's how you feed the information is a prompt. It's the wording that you use in how you're submitting the information. That's considered a prompt. There's actually a lot of different prompts that give you different reactions with AI. It's something that we teach, actually. We do classes and stuff. So if you want to learn more, you can definitely subscribe.
Eric,
and if you're a member,
can I give an example?
No, please do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I apologize. But if I put into ChatGPT, who is Eric Zulli? I'm going to get a different response than, tell me about Eric Zulli's career. Tell me about his businesses. Tell me about his biggest success. All four of those prompts are completely different answers. And which one would you tell me is right if I'm trying to find out who you are? They're all right in their own way. And that's sort of the issue, I think.
That was a perfect example of exactly how to approach ChatGPT or AI. In fact, just as a little fun thing, what I'd like to do, because we talked about putting into ChatGPT. And I tell people this on social media all the time. Put this in and to see how Googleable you are. Because if ChatGPT knows you, then you're doing something right. Because not everybody comes up on ChatGPT. You got to be pretty established on Google. So if you Google Eric Zulli and you say, who is Eric Zulli? It says Eric Zulli is an American entrepreneur, actor, and media personality. He's best known for his work in the entertainment industry, including his roles in television and film. Zulli has also made a name for himself in the digital space, particularly through his involvement in social media and online platforms. In addition to his acting career, Eric Zulli is known for his business ventures and philanthropic efforts. He has been involved in various projects and organizations that focus on supporting charitable causes and promoting positive change. So that's a I was pretty happy with that.
That was nice. But I had a quick question. A lot of the readers, they're interested, should I go fiction, nonfiction? It looks like there's about 160 million fiction books that were printed recently. So we have
Before you get into something new, I wanted to show something. I was trying to show an example here. So let me finish my thought process,
and
then the microphone is yours. I love you. So one of the things I wanted to point out to all the listeners, Bob, I put in your name, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot in any way, but I just wanted to kind of show how you control your Google, right? It's very important. So if I type in Bob Graham and I say, who is Bob Graham? And I spelt your name, BobGraham. That is your name, correct?
Yes, correct. It's also a former senator from Florida.
It says Bob Graham is an American politician who served as a governor in Florida. Correct.
Yep.
Right. So see, Bob, I really look forward to chatting with you, man, because I can change that. I can make it to where when they say who is just your name, Bob Graham, or we say Bob the Book Guy or whatever we create, I can control exactly what comes up on ChatGPT, Google, and so many other platforms. So that's just for those of you guys that are listening. I want you to challenge yourself and go on afterwards and go to ChatGPT, go to Google and search yourself and see what comes up. And if you're not coming up, you got to talk to us. You got to email us at easywayfamily, letter Z, easywayfamily@gmail.com. All right, Dad, we're going to play Pass the Mic, and I'm passing the mic to you.
Yeah, some of the listeners, they're wondering, if I was going to get into this, should I do fiction, nonfiction, so on? And I was saying about 160 million fiction books were printed this year and about 240 million nonfiction. But the fiction titles have risen about 30% with adults on the market to 40% in 3 years. So do you see that fiction is going up? What would you recommend if somebody is going to get into writing? Which direction should they go?
Well, what I'm trying to do is help people talk about their business and the story around their business as a means to generate revenue. I would not write a fictional book about my business. I think there's plenty of information about what I do or what you do or what any of us does that would better fit into a book around that business that has facts. It opened in this state. The reason we write fiction, and I've written some fiction, is because we want to change things around a bit to meet our standards. You know, I want it to end with the couple being in love instead of my girlfriend rejecting me. I want the villain to die, not to live on. So typically the only time you would write fiction around something that was fact would be if it were, you know, contentious, a lawsuit going around it. You know, I couldn't say that Eric killed someone. Presumably he hasn't. I can't say that because that's not factual, and he could sue me for libel. But in a fictional account, I could change his name to George, and I could describe him around who and what Eric is, and at the end, George could kill someone. And Eric might say, hey, that kind of sounds like me, and I go, no, I don't think so, because Eric's got reddish hair, and George has blonde hair, and Eric has a beard and George doesn't. We have all those things, so we can play with the facts in fiction in a way that we can't in a factual story.
You just gave me the best idea, Bob, and I want to talk to you about, I mean, not only do I want to do a book, I want to do a cartoon, I want to do a movie, and I want to change all the names of all my haters. And I want to tell the stories. We're going to have a lot of fun. And I bet you they're listening right now, like shaking in their boots, like, uh-oh. Because there's so much in my life and the stories and even in the Easeway family. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about the challenges in their lives. But, you know, the challenges are what makes you who you are. And I think that would be the most fun thing ever, being able to, you know, talk about your hater stories but not have to worry about, you know, getting in trouble or whatever, because you can have fun and fictionize and change the characters' names and whatever. But they're going to be reading it going like, that was me.
Well, you know, Eric, like that guy you told me about that was the top vampire movie guy, that big star, his friend said, wow, you had 100,000 hate mails come in the blogs and all that, but you had like 20 million people saying they loved you. So, you know, the naysayers are always going to be out there.
It's part of the game.
Well, and the naysayers read the book. If a naysayer writes about my book and says, hey, I don't like your books, I'm happy with that. I learned as a journalist, when they criticize your article, that means you got under their skin. That's the goal of any kind of content, right? To get people to change and be affecting them. So that's a good thing in my book.
All publicity is good publicity, baby.
Are you out in California, Bob?
I couldn't agree more.
Are you a California guy, or where are you at?
I actually am about 25 miles north of Baltimore, Maryland. I'm an East Coast guy.
East Coast guy,
I've been to L.A. one time. You guys are in the L.A. area, right? L.A. is something to behold. Unbelievable traffic.
So, Bob, we gotta wrap up this interview now. Two questions in closing. What was it that made you reach out to Easyway or me? You know, what was it that attracted? What was that attractor factor that grabbed you?
You are doing a whole bunch of exciting things, and I wanted to get you on to talk about it on my podcast because I like the Bob Graham Experience podcast is all about finding out what's going on with people that isn't always in the headlines. And I think you said at least twice to me today in the interview, "Oh, that's a good question, Bob." So I'm trying to get beyond the basic stuff to something really thoughtful.
I love it. Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. What's your Easy Way experience been like now? I mean, you met me on LinkedIn. You've done some research. We did a fun interview together on your platform. Now you're doing an interview on our platform, and people are responding, by the way, too. If you go to www.rblive.com, you'll see people are responding to the interview. So what's your experience been like?
It's been great. I did not expect you to respond to me as quickly as you did, nor, frankly, did I expect you to have time for me. And I was really surprised by that, but really excited about that. I got up this morning and I told my girlfriend, I said, I've got a really good interview today. I can't wait for it. And she's like, oh, really? I was telling her about you, and she's like, why is she meeting with you? And that was how I went into it. But you have some cachet out there, and, you know, which is great. But I would say that what I've experienced is a guy who's down to earth, a guy who wants to connect people and is genuine in what you're trying to do, because now I've spent the better part of 2 hours with you. You can't hide for that long. I was a journalist. I know how to see through people. So you're a good guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Do you think so far from the research that you've done, the experience that you've had, that you're contemplating? And I mean, you're going to be joining our VIP pitch party on September 26th, are you not?
That is my intention, yes. I'm trying to check my schedule for that date, but that is my intention, yes.
So you're brand new to the Easy Way Network. One more thing, Dad. You're brand new to the Easy Way Network. You've just had your good experience that you just shared. Do you see yourself becoming a member and wanting to work with us closer?
I do. I'm intrigued by the things you've sort of thrown out as possibilities, and I think the investment is, a pretty safe one in terms of the return on investment. I think you've shown me value before I've spent a dollar with you today. That, to me, is a good sign.
Wow. Your time goes so fast when you're having fun. You know, I mean, you have a show, and you're familiar with it, Bob. You know, you have an interesting guest, but when you have a good time, an interesting guest, it goes so fast. And like the pitch party is 2 hours. We go to 3 hours and everybody's still on there talking and having fun. But it's all about if you enjoy it, you know, it's like a movie.
Absolutely. And I have enjoyed this, and you're right. The time has gone by far faster than I expected.
Yeah.
All right, so in closing, Bob, what message would you like to leave your listening audience, our listening audience? And we appreciate your insights today we got some great insights from Bob the Book Guy. Watch, that's going to catch on.
There you go.
If you want to learn more about what I do, you can go to Spearpoint Inc., I-N-K, sorry, it's Inc. like writing. And you have a book in you, every one of you. I would love to help you bring it to life.
Well, there you go, guys. You'll be able to catch Bob on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Just look up Bob. Dad, yeah, we're pretty much done now. Go ahead and close it out, and I'll make sure that I get you guys connected, because I can tell, Dad, you're anxious and you're itching to get to know Bob more.
No, you know what? We're going to talk. But, you know, you're talking about doing something that if people, you know, if an idea pops up, don't let the light bulb go out. Follow through. And with the book, you're leaving your legacy, right? I mean, you know, your book is out there forever. And that's what it's all about.
And we can have it out in a couple months.
See? Oh, I like that. We're going to be working with you. Thanks again for coming on. And we're going to be touching base soon, and we'll see what's going on. Maybe when I get out your area, I'll stop and visit.
I would enjoy that greatly. Thanks for your time, guys.
All right, guys, thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Make sure you go to RBL Live, www.rblive.com. Press the subscribe button. Share with your friends. Catch us on the VIP pitch party. September 26th is the next one coming up. We'll see you next Monday, 10 o'clock. Until then, till next time, keep doing it the easy way.
We're out.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com, that's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com, to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.